FM 90.3 WJTL Newport, chasing your heart. Good morning to you. It's 7:22.
Weather-wise today, cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny and warm today, high 71. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 53. Partly sunny tomorrow and warm, high 73. Should be a mostly sunny 59 degree high Saturday, and then cloudy Sunday, maybe some rain, about a 50% chance, high 65. Right now it is currently 49.
This morning our friend Justin Watkins is with us. Justin, the Pennsylvania regional rep for Hope International. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you
for the gifts you brought us, too.
Yeah,
very nice.
Welcome.
Brought us a bag and a magnet. Very cool. Tell us about Hope International for those who don't know.
Yeah. So Hope International invests in the dreams of families and underserved communities while we live and proclaim the gospel. And so we do this, just kind of take a approach of looking at the world. We know that there's problems like poverty. But instead of just looking at what is lacking in the issue, we say, what is God already doing? You know, that these individuals in poverty, they are like you and me. They have dreams. They have worth. They have skills. And so how do we unleash that? How do we equip them and empower them to use those skills? So that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
And how do you do that?
Yeah. So we do it in two different ways. We provide small loans so that those individuals can start a business and then give a safe place to save for the future. And then we do that all by providing training and discipleship along the way.
And you must have some great stories about how God has used Hope International to impact people, a community, an area.
Yeah. So we're serving around 950,000 clients around the world in 16 different countries.
Wow.
And I get a chance to go and visit our clients every once in a while throughout the year. And one story that I want to share, this man named Alejandro from the Dominican Republic. He's got this fish and butcher shop, and he's named the shop after his 10-year-old son, Otto Neal. And so Alejandro learned how to fish early on in life. He's got this opportunity, this skill. He's got a family to provide for, but he didn't have the means necessary to actually use that skill. And so he took a loan out for like $100 initially, and he used that to buy meat to sell in his shop, and then continued to meet with that group and get training and take other loans out, and bought a motor for his boat so he could go out, and he bought more tools, more things, a freezer to keep his meat fresh. And we got to visit his shop, and it was just immaculate.
Yeah.
He just has this like pride in his community and serving his community. And really it's his son, though. He said, all this is for my son. I want him to have the opportunity to go to school, to study, so that he can be what he wants to be. And so while we're talking with him, his son came home from school because it was a lunch break. And we're like, wow, this is amazing. And he walks around behind the shop and stands by his dad. And we go, through the translator, of course, we're like, oh, Tonio, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I want to be a butcher, just like my dad.
Wow.
And he just saw this impact of, you know, someone who could have been a charity case, you know, for some other organization or other handouts. And he's seeing, and instead he's showing his son, no, you have skills, you have a dream, you can pursue that. God's given you those things.
Yeah.
And his son is now seeing that impact in his dad. So it was really, really special.
If folks want to hear more stories or they want to find out more about the impact of Hope International, I understand that you're having a big event, a breakfast coming up soon.
Yeah, November 17th, we have our Lancaster breakfast. And it's always a great time to gather local community and celebrate what God is doing in the lives of the families that we serve. So it's at Calvary Church, and registration opens at 7:30. The program starts at 8. It's a free breakfast. So,
nice.
I mean, you can't beat free breakfast.
And if folks want to sign up ahead of time, can they do that online?
Yeah, we'd love that. HopeInternational.org/PA breakfast. And you can see all the details and you can register online. The deadline is November 10th, so we're coming up on our deadline here.
Yeah. Coming up November 17th at Calvary Church, it's a big breakfast, an opportunity for you to be a part of what God is doing through Hope International, investing in the dreams of many around, did you say
950,000.
50,000.
Wow. That's a lot of awesome dreams. Check it out online, hopeinternational.org, if you want to get your reservations to the breakfast, hopeinternational.org/PA breakfast. We'll talk more with Justin coming up. Right now, Lauren Daigle, back to the music. This is Oh Lord.